It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 28th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is wheedle, spelled W-H-E-E-D-L-E. Wheedle is a verb. It means to use soft words or flattery, usually for the purpose of persuading someone to do something or to give you something. It's often used disapprovingly and is frequently followed by the word into, as in wheedle one's way into favor. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Ruth LaFerla. In the book, Françoise Gillot recalls a moment when Claude, a small boy, pleaded to be allowed into her studio. Loitering just outside her door, he wheedled, "I love you, Mama." No luck. He liked her painting, he told her, adding after a time, "It's better than Papa's." At that, she weakened and welcomed him inside. The word wheedle has been part of the English lexicon since the mid-1600s, though no one is quite sure how it wheedled its way in. It has been suggested that the term may have come from the Old English word wheedlein, which means to beg, but this is far from certain. Be careful not to confuse wheedle with the similar-sounding word weasel. While both words are applied in situations in which someone is trying to persuade another person, weasel is especially apt in cases in which the persuader is being clever or dishonest in their efforts, while wheedle always specifically involves soft words and flattery. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.